Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 71 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In the previous section, the Chafetz Chaim discussed the concept of speaking in a praiseworthy fashion about somebody in a way that will trigger others to speak in a derogatory way about that person, so that even though the words you said were not Lashon Hara, but they triggered Lashon Hara, they triggered critique, not much different than a wink to somebody indicates an invitation to think about somebody or to speak about somebody in a certain way. I praise them to the hilt, and the result is that somebody in the audience needs to say, but they're not quite that good, they have the following shortcomings. In this paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim discusses other examples that a person can cause someone else damage by praising them. Gam yesh lo la'odam lizoyer, a person should be very careful, mi lishabeyach es chaveiro, from praising his friend, b'shevach habo lidei hefsid, with a praise that causes damage. For example, a guest that goes out into the public after he was well hosted, v'yifarsim lakol, and he lets everybody know, es asher gemalo balabayis tova, all the goodness that this homeowner did for him, ki ayidei zeh, because as a result of all this praise, yislaktu anoshim reikim, you cause that people come to take advantage of the person. And the proper way is to be very discreet when you were done a good deed in the context of a praise that could cause a damage. Likewise, im echad hisig halva'a me'ez chaveiro, if a person got a loan from somebody else, and now he starts publicizing what a good person he is. He gave me a loan. The concern is that other people who are not worthy and are not sensitive could pressure this person to try themselves to obtain what they can from him, and that your praise caused damage. Another consideration, again on the theme that you didn't do anything wrong, but wrong ends up resulting, is an example of Lodur B'Shechunas Ba'alei Lashon Hara, a person who dwells in an area of people who speak Lashon Hara, to sit with them in their gathering. Because the nature of a person is to conform to the environment. And if people speak in a sweet way about whatever it is that's derogatory, the very nature is to smile and to believe and to participate on some level. In the words of the Rambam, a person is pulled to anshei midinoso, to the people that he lives with. And so, even though the person didn't do anything wrong, but the expectation by hanging around such people is that he will end up in a bad place. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes, "Sheyesh li zayah ma'od, a person should be very careful, shelo likvoa lo makom beves hakneses uveves hamedrash etzel ba'alei haloshon, not to sit with regularity at a place, even in shul, even in the Beis Medrash and yeshiva, next to people who have a loose tongue. Number one, yargiluhu bimidasam, they could draw the person into their bad character trait, their bad behavior. Also, yibotel, it causes him to lose many good opportunities. such as answering Amen correctly because he's drawn into this conversation, and to lose out on learning, if it's a base medrash that we're talking, Harbe Yevatel al Yodom, as a result of such talk that makes people excited and has a lure to it, a person could end up losing so many good opportunities to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, and to have the right focus in life. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.